We kick off hour number two of the program. It's brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Check them out online at tvacreditunion.com or walk into over 30 branches right here in East Tennessee. They got you covered for all your banking needs. The customer service unmatched, the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. That's why it's the official credit union of Three and Out. tvacreditunion.com.
Has everyone calmed down with the movement of the BYU game to the Virginia game in Nashville?
No.
You're still mad about that?
Somebody was really mad. They said they had that circle, that trip. They're going forever. Forever, Chris.
It's only been on the schedule for about 4 or 5 years, but it was one a lot of people were looking forward to.
Does this end like any... like now, if they announce tomorrow that Tennessee's playing Notre Dame in 2034, like, you just don't even get excited because it might not even happen, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of these games that have been bought out.
There's no point in even maybe that will help curb. Well, no, it probably won't because the ADs still just want the press release.
Oh, no, yeah, the ADs are still going to put them on the book so they could say, oh, yeah, I got us this game and this game and that. You know, yeah, they love that.
Danny White's going to be like, we're playing Oregon in 2048.
It's like, I'll be long gone, and you guys will buy out of this game, but I got it for you.
Yeah.
I mean, are there a lot of benefits to playing at BYU? I mean, is that...
I don't think it's so much playing at...
You're right back there?
There's a spider.
Oh.
Oh.
I don't think it's so
much... Was it one of those little ones?
Yeah.
Yep.
At BYU, it's just that Nashville doesn't really excite anybody.
Yeah, but
I'm telling you, if it was Notre Dame and Lucas Oil Stadium, people would be like, sweet. Or if it was, who else would, like...
Penn State.
If it was some big game in Jerry's World or...
Penn State, that'd be a good one.
I mean, we're going to be up to playing Pitt anyway.
Different year, yeah. That's next year.
Scout it out.
Jeff says Arch Manning to Virginia. Book it. Just because that would be...
Isn't that where his mom went?
Did she?
I think we decided that, yeah.
Oh, that'd be neat. In a stunning development, Arch Manning selects Virginia. And Virginia now with the number one class of all time.
Is he finally going to be a freshman next year, Arch Manning? Is that...
Well,
the earliest he can play?
Yeah, 2023. He's in Nico's class, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe if we'd have got Elliott, you know, he'd have came here.
Well, that's another thing that makes the Virginia game very interesting. I mean, Tony Elliott said, I don't really want that job.
I thought we told him we didn't want him.
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
He said, I think I'm going to go back to Clemson. I got a good thing going here. And then all of a sudden it didn't go that great.
Yeah, he sucks.
I mean, think about saying no to Tennessee and yes to Virginia. I mean, you got to think in his mind, he's thinking, I blew it.
Or he knows he sucks. And he's like, I couldn't win there. And with all the pressure that comes with the job. And
you're saying lower
SEC.
Expectations at Virginia?
Yeah.
Well, still, one way or the other, like he told Tennessee, no, thank you. Think about that. He told this fan base, nah.
That's the best thing that ever happened to us.
I'm not disagreeing with that, but the fact is, the guy said no. And now you get a chance to welcome him to your state. What do you? I don't know who's going to be starting that, but let's say it is Nico. Wouldn't you rather have his first start, you know, in a mostly Tennessee venue instead of on the road at BYU? I mean, that's kind of a weird thing, right? I mean, that's.
I guess so.
Makes it a little bit easier.
BYU would have been prime time under the lights, more than likely. Cool stadium.
I realize Virginia has not been very good lately, but I feel like Tennessee-Virginia will still be a pretty big game.
It feels like that Georgia Tech game, though, that we talked about earlier that was
We'll be excited for that season. Unless the wheels just fall off this year. 2023 is going to be our year.
That'll be the most hyped Tennessee season in probably since that one year with Butch Jones. What?
There's another one.
You kidding me?
He's right here between us.
It's the time of year. I have to get the Apex Pest Control out here.
Yeah, you do. I'm allergic.
To spiders?
Yeah, I almost lost my leg once. True story. I don't think these are brown recluses, but if they were, whew.
It's your favorite story, let's be honest.
It's not my favorite. But okay, you bring it up. It's a heartbreaking story of a young man.
It's number one on your story frequency list.
I almost lost my leg. It could have been a tragic tale. I was in fifth grade. My whole life ahead of me. Are you laughing at the thought of a one-legged me? Shame on you.
That would be funny.
It wouldn't. Funny?
You can say it'd be funny. I mean, you didn't lose your leg.
Yeah. It wouldn't have been funny.
You have two working
legs.
You
probably wouldn't even know me.
You'd probably be better at radio.
That makes no sense at all.
You'd have worked more at your speaking craft because you had less time for basketball and other adventures.
I could have got a prosthetic and done things. That science has come a long way.
I'm picturing you on the rocking chair with your grandkid. And you see a spider going by. Listen here, sonny. Back when I was in fifth grade. See this leg right here? Could have been gone.
No joke, one of the coolest people I've ever met only had one leg.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not like people with one leg are bad people.
No?
Oh, I mean, she was drop dead gorgeous.
There you go.
I didn't ask how she lost the leg, though. I kind of felt like, I just met this person.
Yeah, it's really none of your business. Me, I'd have been like, oh, let me tell you.
Let me tell you about this spider.
It was traumatic. They had to draw around it in a Sharpie, and if the swelling hadn't gone down.
That's common for spider bites.
I know, but
that's what you do with infection.
It grew the next day, and they had drew another big circle around it, and I think we got to the point where, hey, if this doesn't get better by tomorrow, shop.
I don't think they would have chopped your leg off.
It was in the knee. It was in the meat of the knee.
They would have tried some other treatments first.
Yep, we had tried all. I was getting injections. They were draining it. I had an antibiotic. I had this cream. I mean, it was
the clear and the cream.
It was a deal.
So they did all this basic stuff that may or may not have worked. And then after
injecting me with anti-venom is basic?
That's pretty basic. Chop his leg off.
But then there was other things, too. It was just scary.
I do have this fear of getting a snake bite way out in the wilderness, Or the dog. Ugh.
Oh, you can be scared of that, but I couldn't be scared of almost losing my leg.
No, it's fine.
I still got the scars. He bit me twice. That's why it was so dangerous. He bit me twice on the back of the knee, that little rat.
Mm. It was a spider, not a rat.
I'm aware. It was a rat with eight legs is what he was. Mm.
I got bit by a spider one time and didn't almost lose my leg, but I did have to get put on some medicine, and I was going on a road trip.
What kind of spider was it?
I don't know. Couldn't figure out.
You don't know.
Got a pretty big bite, and I just remember the medicine. I was driving through the windy mountains of North Carolina, and the spider bite combined with the medicine made me sicker than a dog. Like every 5 miles, it was pull over to puke.
Really?
Yep.
Saved your leg, though, didn't it?
It did.
Did you get bit on the leg?
Yeah.
Where?
On the, calf.
Calf, yes. Mm-hmm.
Common spot for a spider bite.
Right behind the knee, that little punk. Twice. Why did he bite me twice?
How do you know he bit you twice?
Because I had two big wounds. I thought it was a mosquito bite for the first couple days. Then it turned black.
Oh, no.
That's when you know it's dangerous. Anyway, Nate, let's get this spider problem taken care of, if you don't mind.
Okay.
But Tennessee, Virginia, not BYU. Does it matter that, and really I haven't seen any of this, and I'm actually kind of surprised. I'm surprised that the Pat 40s of the world haven't written the Tennessee's duck in BYU article. Does that bother you? Does that make you a little upset that people are going to go with that? I haven't seen much of it.
Nah. I mean, you can just block that out. It doesn't matter. I actually don't think it's that big a deal. It's not. If it was like we ducked BYU and we're playing Troy at home, like that'd be more normal.
Yeah, I mean, at least you're getting. I mean, that's an ACC team. It's a team you recruit against from time to time. It's a coach who told you to kick rocks, which, as Hickman said, may end up being one of the best things to ever happen to us. But I don't hate it. I mean, how many Tennessee fans were going to go to that game at BYU? What does their stadium even hold?
I don't know.
I think this makes more sense.
50,000, 60,000? about the same.
I mean, can't we agree that, yeah, it was cool because you realize if you go to that stadium, it's a pretty venue and whatever, but that was always kind of a weird series to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Had we ever played BYU before? There was like no tie. I mean, we have like kind of a weird rivalry thing with Oregon and definitely with UCLA. We used to play UCLA pretty frequently. But BYU just didn't make any sense.
Yeah, I want to play like Michigan.
Michigan, huh?
I don't know.
Why Michigan? Just because they're like the Tennessee of the North?
Yeah, we could play Nebraska. Beat them in a ball game recently.
Well, aren't they on the schedule in the next?
Oh, yeah, they are.
I mean, we'll see if it happens. They might buy out of that one.
I don't know why we played Oklahoma ever. That didn't feel right. I want to go back to playing UCLA.
I'm okay with that one. By the way, don't we have Oklahoma in 2024? But we didn't have to go there in the COVID year.
But like, they might scrap it.
You think that one gets scrapped too? I think
just
it might.
As a conference deal. Who would you want to play? Like Pitt? Is that why Pitt?
Pitt made some sense because of the Johnny Majors tie. I thought it was weird when it happened, but I didn't hate the game. Hated that we lost. Hated that we got, you know, screwed over by the refs, but I didn't hate the game.
I want to play West Virginia again.
Why?
Well, they're not good anymore, but it's still be fun. Now I can beat them.
I could do without West Virginia.
Virginia Tech? A lot of people will like playing Virginia Tech.
It makes more sense.
Yeah.
It makes more sense than Virginia.
Than Virginia, even.
But
I think Virginia Tech, Tennessee, that should be kind of a thing.
How about Southern Cal? Maybe not now, but in my head, before Lincoln Riley got there and we got it, you know, rolling. Is there anybody else, really?
Oh,
did you like playing Oregon?
There's lots of people. Oregon felt weird.
Mm-hmm.
Oregon feels more natural now, I think, because I think now we're trying – I think Tennessee as a athletic department is trying to be kind of trendier now.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Back when we played them, we were still stuck in the let's find the next traditional football coach, you know.
Butch Jones.
Boy, Derek Dooley. His last name's Dooley. How bad can he be?
He's a legend. Royalty.
Isn't this guy the guy that was pretty good at Georgia? Oh, no, this is his son. He sucks. Ah, shoot. Well, take him anyway.
Derek Dooley played receiver at Virginia.
Okay.
So there's another tie.
All right.
That's all I got.
Louisville? We could play Louisville.
Didn't we play Virginia? Or was that Virginia Tech? Like Peyton's freshman year in the bowl game? Gator Bowl. I think we played in the Swamp. It might have been Virginia Tech. But no, Virginia Tech makes more sense than Virginia.
Yeah. Let's just play Virginia Tech like once every 4 to 6 years or something.
In Bristol?
Nah. Home and home.
Once every 4 years,
it's
5 years.
Sandman. Bring them here to Neyland.
The home and home's going away, man.
Sucks.
Like, neutral sites just make more sense because it's only one game and you get to split the money.
Okay. Let's play.
I mean, I've wanted to play Texas for years. That's going to be happening, you know, sooner rather than later now.
Let's just start playing games in really weird places. Let's play Louisville, Churchill Downs. Set it up.
Ooh. What's the capacity at Churchill Downs?
Well, I mean, they have like 100-something thousand people there for the Derby. But
well, yeah, when it's filled into the middle, but that's where the field would be.
Yeah, I don't know how many people could actually see the football game.
Hmm. Churchill Downs.
Do you even need to see the game live anymore? Or can you just go to the game?
Just make like the event thing?
And then just have such a massive jumbotron that like you just kind of see some of the game. But you're really just watching on TV. But it's more just about being there.
As long as the ticket prices weren't outrageous. Huh. Would they serve mint juleps at the game?
Sure, they can.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Would people dress up in the big hats? In your Louisville...
Let's do it.
Churchill Downs game.
Yeah.
Okay. The Kentucky game.
Now, that would be a fun list to just compile. There's like 10 best alternate football venues.
That aren't currently football venues?
The Roman Coliseum.
Well, Tennessee will travel to Rome to take on, I don't know, Southern Cal, whatever.
That'd have to be Southern Cal.
Have to be some kind of tie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are other famous stadiums across the world. I mean, you can go to play, you know, like soccer stadiums and stuff. We'll flush this out.
Let's play a West Coast team in Vegas. Easy flights. You can gamble while you're there. I like it.
I wouldn't be against that.
Yeah.
I mean, that was half the allure of the BYU game was flying into Vegas for a couple of days and then driving up to Provo.
We talked about playing Washington. Is that going to happen?
That better stay.
Didn't we schedule that?
Is that on the schedule?
I think so.
Yeah, like
we'll look it up.
Sailgating?
Phone calls. Yeah.
26?
Vol Navy versus whatever theirs is called.
I don't know.
I think they just call it sailgating.
Dog water.
Hour two continues. I'm going to go to the phone lines, 865-546-8200, if you want to weigh in. Jared has sent in the staple of the program. You can play on an aircraft carrier.
Yes.
They couldn't even get the basketball game right on the aircraft carrier. Remember that?
I thought they did. I thought it was okay.
It was beautiful.
I mean, they played it, but it was kind of weird.
Was it Michigan State Duke?
Michigan State North Carolina.
Okay. I vaguely remember that. What was the problem with the court? Like, it was getting kind of slick
because
of the humidity and stuff? Dangerous.
Somebody said Kayakville, what they call Washington.
Kayakville?
It was a joke.
Sailgating is the only thing I could say. I think the Vol Navy is a much cooler name.
Because they don't use gasoline up there, you know, anymore.
What do you mean?
Kayakville. The left coast, you know.
They use sailboats.
No gas power.
Sail. Wind.
And billion-dollar yachts.
It's not. I mean, I'm looking at some pictures here. I mean, there's some nice boats out there. You know, I wouldn't say.
Nothing crazy.
All right. Union Bay is what it's called.
Union Bay. All right.
It is right there on the water, though. Looks good.
Let's go to the phone lines. We got Matt up first. What's up, Matt? You're on Three and Out.
Hey, Phyllis. How are we doing this morning?
Oh, it's Matthew, not Matt.
My bad.
Wow, way
did
to go,
you not
Nate.
Hear me?
It's all good.
They're making me second guess myself.
It's all good. That North Carolina Michigan State game was actually a lot of fun. Selfishly, as a basketball fan, that was really cool to see. But I'm surprised you guys didn't mention this August. I'm all about cool neutral site games, but can you imagine 10,000 East Tennesseans getting on a plane to go to Ireland and watch Nebraska Northwestern?
Yes, I'd go to Ireland for a game. Who did? Notre Dame played. Did Notre Dame play Pitt in Ireland?
I don't know. Somebody.
Would you go to the Ireland game, Matthew? Make the trip?
Yeah, I mean, the adult in me would think that'd be cool, but my boomer parents, I think, would hate it just for the fact of travel purposes. I mean, I'm with Nate here. I think there's going to be more more home and home games, like less of them. I personally love the home and home. Like back in the early 2000s when we played Cal, I would have loved to have been an adult then and tried to go out there. But I do think you're going to see less home and homes and more neutral site games, especially with Danny White. He's going to try to think outside the box. But here's my question, like, and I'll hang up with this, but like, Nate, to your point, like, if we scheduled Notre Dame in 2032 and it's in Dallas, Texas, does that excite you more versus a home-and-home series at the school like, I don't know, we'll go with USC, and I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Notre Dame neutral site or a home-and-home with USC?
The neutral site.
I think I'd take the home-and-home.
The neutral site would be appealing if you kind of did every year. Because really the debate would be Notre Dame neutral site and USC neutral site in those 2 years, or you only get one of those teams, but it's home and home.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of USC are we talking about here, too? Because you got to keep in mind, they've been averaging like 20,000 fans.
I don't know. It all kind of depends. It's kind of personal preference. I mean, if you live in Knoxville, the home and home, pretty sweet deal. Like, You definitely go to the one when they come here, and then you can choose whether to go to make a cool road trip out of it at all. A lot of people are saying, you know, I like if they live in and around Atlanta, they're like, I love when Tennessee comes to Atlanta. I get to go to the game without having to Drive all the way to Knoxville.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people in West Tennessee say about a neutral site,
but
in Nissan.
I don't know. It seems like everyone's opinion's different on these things.
I'd go Notre Dame.
Notre Dame in Jerry's world?
In a heartbeat.
I just like the idea of games being on college campuses. Mm-hmm. Even if you got to give them one. Because you can go. If you want to get in bad enough, you can go to the away game. And, Notre Dame Stadium, that's historic. Jerry's World, not really that historic. Not for, reasons other than he spent a bunch of money on it.
I forgot that they had played a game in Ireland in 2012, that was.
I think they had another one scheduled, too. It was Navy, okay. And they had another one. Maybe the other one was scheduled against Pitt and it got canceled.
Yeah, COVID ruined one. I think it was 2020.
They were supposed to play in Ireland again, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because remember the first time they played there, they busted out those Notre Dame unis that had the Irish flag, so it was like green and orange and white and gold, and very strange.
They play for a national championship every time they've played in Ireland before, every season.
How'd that work out for them?
Well, they got killed, but...
Yeah.
But it was fun while it lasted,
Jason says, trust me, having been to Notre Dame 10 times, you want that home and home. Exactly.
I'd love to go to Notre Dame for a game.
It's a beautiful campus. Yeah, I'd much rather have a home and home with Notre Dame than a neutral site with Notre Dame.
They play the dropkick Murphys before kickoff.
Do they really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
They did against Cincinnati this year.
Really?
Yep.
And then they got beat.
Yeah. And that was pretty much a neutral game, too, because Cincinnati filled that stadium up crazy.
Really?
Yeah, it was like...
Didn't Georgia take over Notre Dame, too, when they played up there a few years ago?
Yes.
That's kind of strange.
Like 50-50.
How? I mean, that's... I could see having a pretty good crowd, but 50-50 at Notre Dame? How did that even happen?
I mean, it almost seems like that was part of the deal.
Oh, like they were going to give you a bunch of extra tickets?
Yeah.
But, I mean, aren't most of those season tickets anyway?
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
Well, I do remember that the secondary market was insane, and Georgia fans like bought up all the tickets and really didn't care about what the price was. They supported their team, they got the win, and then it paid off in a national championship just a few years later.
That's the power of momentum.
Look, I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
We'll come back when you reset.
I was enjoying it. Trying to save me.
Hour 2 continues, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Fan Run Radio, pick you up some White Claw Hard Seltzer. It's already Wednesday. Game day tomorrow. Quick turnaround.
Very.
Chris, we're going to get into some golf talk. PGA Championship starts tomorrow as well.
Oh, and I'm ready. Daniel has created the Excel spreadsheet. He will tally and keep score for us all weekend. I really need a bounce back after the Masters. Man, I was looking good after day two. I mean, really good.
Well, I say we draft kickoff hour 3.
Yeah.
Sound good?
Yeah.
We're going to be picking our golfers, Hickman, so do your research.
I'll be sure and save Tiger Woods for Chris.
You laugh, but he's looking good.
20th best odds. Last I checked.
Not bad. Said he feels great.
How many guys did we pick last time?
Four each.
I ain't picking a single guy that I picked last. That was terrible.
Yeah. You get on to me for that NFL Eliminator talk, but you were like plus 80 or something in the Masters.
What if Hickman's team from the Masters just dominates the PGA,
So I might need to pick one. Maybe one.
Well, in a crossover topic between college football or college sports, I guess, and golf, Jack Nicklaus has been sued, Chris.
Oh, no.
For illegally using his own name and likeness.
I'm going to need some further details on this. How does one get sued for being themselves?
Well, it made me think about Nico, right? Because he sold his exclusive rights to Spire Sports to use his name and likeness.
Okay.
What's funny is, so Nicholas sold his name and likeness to a company in 2007 for $145 million.
I think I'd just be good with that. $145 million, and they're just going to handle everything?
The litigation filed in the New York court accuses the golf legend of using his name for profit, despite it technically belonging to the company.
How did he use his name for profit? And how can they say that's illegal?
What's funny is the suit was filed by Nicholas Companies LLC, which you would think Jack owns, but I guess he doesn't, against GBI Investors and Nicholas himself. The problem is they're saying he used his name in a...
He signed a check with his name, and he's busted.
He used his name in a matter that wasn't good for the business he sold his likeness to. Okay, so this all stems from that whole Saudi Arabia deal, Saudi tour thing.
Yeah.
So he apparently talked to them about coming over or helping them or something. And according to the company that owns his name, that's bad for their business, which I guess is part of the deal that he signed when he signed his name away.
Interesting.
This is like as close to like selling your soul to the devil as like you get in real life, right? In non-spiritual matters. Like, hey, Houston Cress, mm-hmm. we're going to give you $145 million. But if you do anything that besmirches your own name, you might be on the hook to pay some of that back.
Okay. deal? Where do I sign? Apparently, Nicholas also turned down two offers of over $100 million to head up the Saudi Arabian tour. Did you know that?
Yeah, if he'd done that, he probably really would have been.
Yeah, probably really would have been toast. Yeah. But that's how Greg Norman got it.
Yeah. Nicholas Companies contended the golfer then engaged in a series of wrongful behaviors that were against the best interest of the company's use to license and market his trademarks.
I'm still very confused. Like,
honestly, when I first saw this, I thought there was going to be a thing about him saying that he came out the other day and said the only reason the PGA moved their tournament was because of cancel culture. It was originally scheduled for a Trump-owned golf course, and they moved it to Tulsa. But apparently that's just something else that he's been in the news about.
Well, did you see what happened with Mickelson for this tournament?
Well, I know he's not playing, but...
They did not ban him.
Okay.
Or suspend him.
Okay.
They said, Phil, you can play.
Okay.
But you shouldn't. Said, you can play if you want, but it would be in your best interest if you did not play.
Uh-huh.
Does that sound like a suspension? Because it sounds like a suspension to me.
You can
go and do all that. Yeah,
sounds it's like a suspension to me.
It's like the wife or the girlfriend. Like, oh no, you can go out with your buddies. Sure, yeah, you can go hang out with the boys. Oh yeah, take that weekend trip. Yeah,
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, yeah, go ahead, Nate. Just leave me here.
Nope.
Not you specifically, but
my wife's very, very honest.
No, I'm just, but we all know the
if I'm told to go on something, I'm good.
But yeah, but has there never been a time, maybe not you, but people you know, oh no, baby, yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Have fun. I'll see you when you get back. You know, that kind of thing.
Yikes.
No, Phil, go ahead and play. Go for it.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be best if you didn't. Wait, can I play or not? No, you can, yeah.
Mm.
But you shouldn't. What does he mean I shouldn't? You're not suspended. But you may not want to do that.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Like what? I don't get it.
I don't either. Bryson DeChambeau is not sure if he'll play this weekend, but he is headed to Tulsa to try it out.
I'm sure you'll be sure to pick him then.
Why on earth would I pick Bryson DeChambeau?
Why on earth would you pick that one guy who had mattress issues?
I didn't know about that. First of all, that one guy, Louis Oosthuizen, was looking good.
He got like, what, five holes in and said, yeah, I'm good.
No, he played the first 18.
Did he?
Yeah. He was only two over, I think. And the old bet. Oh, my back's hurting.
Yeah, you've channeled your inner Louis.
Need a new mattress.
Sad.
Have you guys started to whittle down on your picks, huh? Mm-hmm. I feel, you know, it's weird. You technically beat me.
Here it comes.
But, man, I feel like I won that. I mean, I've
wasted. It wasn't even close. You got pounded. You got killed. Destroyed.
No.
This is like Tennessee Belmont after the round one.
I had the winner. I wasted the pick on Tiger Woods going first because I had to because he's Tiger Woods.
Why'd you have to? We all laughed at you. We wouldn't have done that.
Because I watched him in the practice round. I saw the look in his eye, but he just deteriorated as the week went on. It was hot down in Augusta. And that's a hilly, hilly course. I didn't know how the leg would hold up, but I thought he looked good. Then it just burst.
If you did that bad with your Masters picks, like the day after you were at the course, I don't even want to know how bad you're going to do with these picks today.
Who the hell are you talking to? You were so bad. You should be ashamed of your – like you could have drawn out of a hat and saved 30 strokes. What was your final total? Man, let me find this. Let me just make sure everyone is quite aware of – King Hickman's picks here.
I got a better strategy this time.
He's ready. He's done his research.
He's not done any research. let's see.
I got my first pick ready.
Yeah? Nate finished. Wait a minute.
If you missed
You were plus two for the tournament. Pretty good. Mm-hmm. Plus two.
All right.
I was plus 14.
Beat down.
Tiger really did kill me.
I told you, he lost you the tournament.
Hickman was plus 22.
That sounds like an actual game of golf for me.
That's not the point. But if you...
Fleetwood
yeah.
let me down. God. And Hovland. And Spieth.
Hickman, even with your best three scores, you were still in the plus. Like you had no way of getting under par.
You'll have that on Big Jobs.
God, Nate.
What?
The fourth round for you is just really
hater.
Good.
Close, strong.
I remember watching it when Cameron Smith hit that long putt. And then did he have back-to-back birdie? And I was just thinking, I'm toast. He might have had an eagle.
No, it's when Morikawa and
Rory.
Rory both birdied.
Like both birdied back-to-back holes.
Hold out 18, right?
Yeah, I think
out in the bunker or whatever? And they both... Yes.
I mean, come on. Louis Oosthuizen was the last guy off the board. He hurts his back. I took Tiger Woods first. I basically handed you guys this tournament and still had it won.
But you didn't. You lost by 12.
I know. I was up by 20 strokes after day two. 20.
Yeah. This was like a
bogus
Houston Oilers Buffalo Bills situation.
It's bad. Yep. That's okay.
Final segment, hour two next. Final segment, hour number two. PGA Championship draft coming up. Next hour, but this segment we go to the phone lines. 865-546-8200. Last call. Philly's on the horn. What's up, Phil? You're on three and out.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Philly.
How y'all doing?
Doing good.
Pretty good.
Rick Barnes is putting the pieces together a little bit. Tennessee's buying out of BYU games and baseball team's rolling.
The buying out of games is kind of concerning. We chickened out against North Carolina a few years ago, and then we chickened out against Army, and now we're going to chicken out against BYU.
Yeah, regardless of, you know, saving the money, making the money, whatever. I mean, it's not a great look. I get that there are probably a lot more pros to cons on this thing if you're Danny White and you're crunching the numbers, but I don't know. Like, it feels like we just get so few kind of destination road games anymore that it would have been nice to have one on the schedule. No offense to Nashville, but it's not exactly a must-make trip as opposed to, you know, going to Provo. And it's, you know, BYU's been a lot better lately, too.
I'd rather have a home and home in Virginia than just have a home and home with them. I mean, you probably recruit Virginia. I can see the point of trying to get in there. But we need to start playing a game, intersectional game, against either NC State or North Carolina every once in a while.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'd buy that. Yeah,
Tennessee ever played North Carolina State football?
Yeah, the Cordarrelle Patterson game in Atlanta.
And, oh, yeah, Derek Dooley's hit wonder.
Yeah, the one game where we thought, oh, man.
We got him.
We got our guy. But, no, I think that's it for that one. And have you only played North Carolina in football once in the Music City Bowl? We've definitely never played there, and they've never played here, at least in, you know, my lifetime.
But historically, back in the old days, they played North Carolina every year a long time ago. But that's for my time too. But now it looks like Tennessee's buying players and with the boosters, and now the facilities, they're just going to increase ticket prices to pay for everything. Is that what it looks like to me, or you, whatever?
I mean, the prices. Well, I'm trying to remember. They did the new reconfiguration of ticket prices this year where some people's prices went up and some came down. But safe to say, if Josh Heupel throws up an 8-4 or better, those ticket prices are going to go through the roof. Which is weird to me because they keep bragging about, you know, the shareholder society and how much money they're raising and all this, and then they're not going to do anything for, you know, the fans that are going to the games. They're just going to make them pay more too.
Well, if Josh Heupel's a good hire, then this is the year we're going to see something. I mean, I got to see a 9-3 or 10-2, not an 8-4.
Well, I'm just saying 8-4, and they're going to jack the prices up. But I mean,
they're going to jack them up anyway.
That's what they do. But I think Hickman saw the best case, worst case scenario, and the best case for Tennessee was 10-2, right, Hickman?
Yeah, 10-2. Best case, worst case, 5-7, which I don't agree with at all.
If this thing goes 5-7, we are in deep trouble.
Yeah, we are. And they always say that second year is when you can tell how good a coach is.
Yep. That's when they kind of tip their hand a little bit as to, you know, are they going to succeed and excel or kind of just flame out?
And are they going to beat Florida? If they don't beat Florida this year, it's never going to happen under Heupel.
It definitely – I mean, I guess things could just go terribly bad for Napier in, like, year 3 or 4, and maybe you get him there. But if he doesn't beat him this year, I don't know. I mean, I think we always put a little too much into the Florida game. But, yeah, I mean, that's a big early game at home, winnable. They'll have a game against Utah and Kentucky before that matchup. Tennessee will have, obviously, the road game against Pitt, but then a tune-up game with Akron. I mean, assuming you stay healthy in those first couple games, that's one – I'd be interested to see what the line's going to be on that. I haven't seen any early lines for that game yet. Florida's like a 4-point favorite against Utah. We're 3.5-point favorites at Pitt. You know, how good is Antonio Richardson? Because if he's getting all this draft hype already, you know, if he comes out and looks like $1 million early, could be trouble.
Well, the Pitt game is a big game, too. I mean, you look. If we beat Pitt last year, our season might have looked a lot different. You know what?
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean,
and that ought to be a good game for the fans to flock to. I'd say that Tennessee probably have about at least 30,000 fans up there, wouldn't you?
I would think so. I mean, last year, you know, I realized that he thought Joe Milton was going to be the guy, but if you start Hendon Hooker against Bowling Green, you're probably beating Pitt, and you're probably beating Florida.
I don't know about
Florida.
We were all over them early, man.
I know. Should have been a close
game.
Well,
it was that's true. Our Achilles heel last year was we couldn't tackle a mobile quarterback, and Emory Jones was just scooting around all over the place.
Well, speaking of our defense, is it going to be any good, or is it going to be the same old story again this year?
Time will tell. Got to get some pass rushers and got to have some linebackers that can do literally just about anything. You know, I love the addition of all the receivers and offensive weapons you got, but you still look at the gap at linebacker and think, oh, can we stop anybody?
So is Tennessee going to get this, Friday in basketball?
Is that DJ Jefferson?
Yeah. DJ Jefferson, yeah.
It seems like we lead for him because I think he came on a visit like this past weekend and then immediately set up his commitment date. There's also another 2023 power forward named Cade Phillips who's announcing May 26th. Apparently he's an Alabama native and has ties to Alabama, but the reports are that Rick Barnes has done a really, really good job in his recruitment. He's the number 60 overall player in that class per Rivals, 6'9", 210.
Yeah, he's Tennessee, supposedly a crystal ball to get him, and he's an Alabama legacy. His parents, his uncle played football at Alabama, and I think his dad was a quarterback at Alabama.
Oh, really?
And, his mama played women's basketball at Alabama. So that's a...
That feels like it's going to be really tough to not see him in Alabama.
Well, if they got the crystal ball to Tennessee, I mean, Alabama's pretty much loaded inside right now. We're not.
Yeah, we need some help in the paint, for sure.
Well, I've talked about that for a year now, and maybe Rick Barnes finally heard me. See you.
See you, Philly. Thanks for the call. I wanted to ask him about Tawaka.
Yeah.
Is that it?
What do you
thought? Tawaka? No, Toby Owaka.
Toby Owaka.
Toby Owaka. Mm-hmm. I said Antonio Richardson. It's Anthony. I do that.
Rough segment.
Sorry.
It's okay.
What? It wasn't that bad.
Just for you.
At least you didn't get assaulted by a spider. That thing just kind of flew over here on my hand.
I've been assaulted by a spider. Have I ever told you that story?
Almost cost him his leg.
Yeah. Anthony. Allegedly. Anthony Richardson.
Want one for your boy?
Snap.
Got one for my boy last year.
Rogue of ages.
Left for me.
Them pies. Ah, snake.
Kickoff hour 3 next.
Hickman has no idea what we're talking about.